Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the art. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via phone. If you don't have the number and you want to call in and want to be heard, call 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. And this is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. We do this every Tuesday. Lately, we've been doing it for some time now. We've been doing it at 6 o'clock. Eventually, we're going to be rolling back to 9, but right now, we're working with the 6. I appreciate everybody adapting and rolling with me. I'm claiming it's going to get better and better as we go. I'm still working out the kinks, and I also, overall, I'm a work in progress, so we're going to make this thing pop. So with that being said, let me slide into a track real quick. I hope you guys enjoy.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching, the Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory. Holiness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong. In spirit and truth, others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed what you heard so far. It's amazing how I end up with this track called Visionaries. And my mission for, well, Lyrical Cypher's mission is here we encourage, excuse me, here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the art. And you never know what you have to say. Might be exactly what somebody needs to hear. I just want to expound on that because it's so true that you never know what you have to say might be something somebody needs to hear. And sometimes in life, you know, we go through different things, different obstacles in our lives, and we just don't never realize, like, some things that we're holding in, we don't want to discuss. We feel that it's taboo, or we feel like nobody wants to hear it. Somebody might need to hear exactly what you're holding in and exactly what you're not releasing. And also, remember to release so you can be free. You know, and we all know that the truth hurts, but it's okay, though, because the truth hurts and it works, because it actually works in your favor to get better, you know, to get better and better than we already are. So just remembering that you never know what you have to say, whatever that thing you're holding in, whatever that thing is, like, you're like, nah, nobody wants to hear it. You just never know. It could be the most silliest thing. It could be a laugh that's needed. But you just never know, you know, like what you have to say. That's why I'm constantly dropping inspirational nuggets, and that's one of the reasons why the book came to me, Walking in Purpose with a Passion, because you have your own purpose. I have mine. We all were born here with a gift to share with the world. And no matter how old you are, your gift still resides in you. Can't nobody take that away from you. So whatever you're gifted to do, do that thing and do it to the best of your ability. And just know we all work in progress. Ain't nobody perfect. I don't want to be perfect. You know, I don't mind telling people I'm not perfect, and I'm going to do the best that I can with what I got. And I'm continuing to try to be a better version of myself every moment that I can, you know. But it's a process. And I'll go ahead and drop the inspirational nugget, I would say, to you guys. It's similar to what I was just saying to you guys about being the best version of yourself, but I will say to you guys, don't be too hard on yourself and be patient with yourself. And just know that, because I know I had, like when I spoke about it at Illusions, I was having this conversation about, you know, just being afraid to step out into the unknown. But it's necessary because that's where faith resides. Faith is the unknown. It's like walking out of a door. You don't never know what you're going to get. It's like going into a relationship. You don't never know what you're going to get, but you have to take that risk in order for you to know. And even when you know, there's still more to know. But if you close your mind to exploring the possibilities, there will be nothing else to know. And I don't know everything. So I'm open to learn and learn from you guys too, you know, and learn and grow. But like I say, I'm open to stepping out into the unknown. I would love to travel, you know, and meet new people and help others. And maybe, you know, and we help each other, you know, just sharing If it's me sharing inspirational nuggets and somebody dropping jewels, it doesn't matter. I'm just, you know, I'm a willing and open vessel to learn, grow, help, and vice versa, you know. So just being open to that and just being patient with myself. But so with that being said, what I want to do is I'm actually going to open up the open mic line for anybody who wants to spit poetry, sing a song, whatever it is that you want to do, feel free to do that. We just ask you to keep it clean because we're on the air. Just give me the radio version. That's all I ask. It's not to take or tear away from anything you're doing. It's not to censor you. It's just so we can stay on the air, you know. But like I said, if you just want to give a shout-out or you just want to say, hey, what's up, that's what we're for. I like to give people their flowers while you're here because when you're gone, you can't. And I am glad that I had the opportunity. Like, for anybody who doesn't know, my uncle passed away. He's actually my adopted uncle. My grandmother adopted him when he was young, and he's been in our family forever. And he was, like, one of the motivators, him and my another. Like, I got uncles that I'm close with, but my uncle Robert, God rest his soul, my uncle Maurice, all of them were entrepreneurs in their own right. And I learned a lot from how they flow, how they function, how they, you know, they're businessmen, how they handle their business. So it's a big loss to this community because he was a Bell's bondsman. He also had an adult novelty shop. He had a lot of different businesses. He used to, you know, have a diner, K-Town Taxi, a lot of different things for anybody who knows Maurice Jackson. But I just want to, like, I thank God that I had an opportunity to build with him, to grow with him, to learn from him, and to shadow him and to hear his story and to be able to give him his flowers while he was here. And I also, the amazing part about it is before he even passed away, I put him, all my uncles in my dedication. And, he, you know, of course, he's in there too. So it's just amazing. I gave him his flowers before he left this earth. So it touches my heart, and it actually brings me some peace and in the midst of the grief. So just praying for everybody. And if you could, please keep my family in your prayers. And we're going to keep right on going and keep pushing. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep moving and keep dreaming. So with that being said, I got Ms. Burnett on the line. How you doing, Burnett?
Doing good. Yes, ma'am. Just blessed. Yes, ma'am. By the help of the Lord.
I know that's right. Somebody about to move in their new spot. I know you ready.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be moving Friday. I'll be moving in my place Friday. Thank you, Jesus. We'll be moving early Friday morning.
I'm so happy for you.
By the help of the Lord. It took me 2 years, but by the help of the Lord, I got it. So thank you, Jesus. All the glory go to you. Now, we'll be moving in a Friday morning, early Friday morning.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
That's why I say everybody wants to take the Lord with you. But when you know the Lord, he is everything to you. And more than you ever need, that's all you need is the Lord. And just trust in him, and he will make a way out of no way. So I just want to just thank everybody.
Amen.
Yes, he is a way maker.
And you got that right.
Yes, he is. So I just thank God that I've been in a place. I've been in two homeless shelters, and now this time I hope I don't have to go back to nail another one. So by the help of the Lord, the roof is over my head, and I thank you, Jesus, for doing it for me.
That's right.
So
well, I appreciate you sharing.
Y'all keep me in prayer, and I'm going to keep y'all in prayer.
Indeed, most definitely. All right, everybody,
amen.
This is Burnett. Amen. Thank you for calling in. All right, you guys. So what I'm going to do is slide into a track. You know, I know you guys have heard this track, but we're going to play what we have available at 6. So hopefully anybody have any grandmothers, grandfathers who touched your lives, please listen to this track.
My grandmother was an amazing woman, a labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still, yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers, with no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator. My grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's Number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. Thanks to God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
Man, what a beautiful piece. That piece right there is monumental. I know, I just want to put it out there in the atmosphere. By us doing a 6 o'clock show, I'm limited with tracks that I usually play. And that, the reason why you've only been hearing those two is because actually they only let me use my intro on those two tracks. So I'm not able to play any tracks right now until we get back to 9 o'clock. So just for future references, if you're hearing these tracks back-to-back, I just want to put out an atmosphere. I don't mind being transparent, so just letting you guys know I'm not able to play a plethora of tracks anymore like I used to until we get back to 9. So when we get back to 9, prayerfully soon, I'll be able to play all the tracks we want to play, unlimited. So right now I'm limited, and those are the tracks that they were selected, not by me, but selected by Blog Talk, until we can get back to 9. So if you've heard these tracks 1,000 times and you're tired of hearing them, I'm so sorry, but I hope it touches you in a different way when you hear it. I do 1,000 pieces, and you might hear them repetitively. You know, universal pieces are pieces you've heard, but you just never know. It could touch you if you allow it. So with that being said, I'm actually going to do this piece for you guys. It touches a life in some form or fashion. So, what I'll do right now is this piece right here is actually a new piece that I wrote. You guys could have heard it, but what I did was I played, I got 5 on it. And what I learned is that we go through different things in our lives, and sometimes it feels like going through the five stages of grief in different ways. Whether this five stages of grief with your finances, losing a job, relationship, death, you know, and then I'm doing this piece too because of death, you know, and just death and then relationships and different things in our lives, and we go through those different things. So what I will do is do this piece right here, and I hope it touches somebody in some form or fashion. But I wrote this piece, and it was just on my mind. I was like, wow, we actually go through the denial phase, the anger phase, you know, that depression phase, you know, the bargaining, and then actually finally getting to the point of acceptance. And it's not as easy as we think it is. Acceptance is kind of hard sometimes, but it's okay. All right, so with that being said, I got a lot of people hitting me up. I just want to tell you thank you for calling in. I got people hitting me up in different places, so if you hear the lag in my voice, it's because I got people hitting me up on inbox, in my text messages, chatting with me with Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. I got so many people hitting me up that, and I thank God for you guys, because a lot of people don't know that you guys are our 100,000 listeners that are listening via phone, via web. You might not call in. Whenever you feel comfortable calling in, feel free to call in to 323-642-1532. But I do appreciate you because I see your stats. I see that you're calling. I see where you're calling from. I just want to give a big shout-out to 242 Bahamas. I want to give a big shout-out to – we got people calling in from Australia. We got people who are actually listening via web through London, England, Paris. We got people – we literally – encompass 100% of United States. So I do appreciate you. I can't see you all, but I do hear you. Hit me up, let me know that you're listening and linking with me. So I do appreciate you, because sometimes it may look like we don't, you know what I'm saying, like it may look like because of the callers that we're not having people call in, but I have people who are hitting me up on a regular basis, like just thanking people for different things you said. And somebody just gave a big shout out to Burnett. Some people like to be anonymous, so I don't like to put people out on, you know, Front Street unless you want me to tell you. But I got a caller who just said that they are praying for you, Ms. Burnett, and keep doing what you're doing, and your testimony is pushing them. So, like I said, we have people who are listening, but we have people who want, some people, most people want to be anonymous. So I do thank all those anonymous callers who are calling in and people that run into me on the street. I just took my son to the doctor's office today. Just want to put that out there. A couple incidents happened today. As soon as I got out of the car, this older lady was like, China. So I'm like, wow, you know, and we talked, we hugged, and she just remembered me performing. And also she's been listening to my radio show, but she remembered me performing this Saturday. I performed in Greenville at the Alice Keene Building right before I did Illusion. So it was awesome to be there. I just want to give Tina Shelley a big shout-out, Ladies of Purpose. She's the founder and CEO of Ladies of Purpose. That whole entire event was phenomenal. And a big shout-out to everybody who came to Illusions. I always give you a shout-out on my page, but I got to give you a shout-out on the radio show, because it was empowering to have those people that I have met. And my tour just started again September 24th. I took a break, a much-needed break. And when I got back to it, God is growing things in amazing ways. So I thank God for connections made, the new shows that are coming. And 2020, I'm already claiming 2020 and beyond is going to be amazing. I could be wrong, but I just feel it in my heart, like it's going to take off and I'm ready. So with that being said, I'm going to do this piece and I'll be right back at you guys. So I'm a bit shocked and appalled. I got this wake-up call. I can't blame nobody for this. I'm swallowing my pride and taking ownership of my ship, because I found love on a two-way street, and it left me on a lonely highway. I dang near went through the five stages of grief, floating in denial river, screaming, this can't be. Why is this happening to me? Shoot, I thought this was meant to be. I noticed the distance, activated my patience with concern, love, and adoration, only to be placed on the love call waiting. Ignore the signs that were right before my eyes. Manipulation, withholding missing information, so caught up in the thought of us, I missed the dang bus. Anger got the best of me. Guess who's throwing on Nightmare on M Street? Me. Featuring That's What You Thought. Guess I got to hit the highway, because this ain't the flyway. I thought we were on our way. I see I lost my way. I fell down on my knees to pray, using prayer as my bargaining chip, hoping we can strike a deal. Lord, I thought this love was real. This feels like the silence of the land. Hey, I'm willing to be the sacrificial lamb. Show me what to do. God, if you do this for me, I will do this for you. Coming to grips with reality. Defeat of my wants and expectations are just a fallacy. Now I see. God, you supply all my needs, so I will just be. All right, so I hope that poem touched somebody. I know it touched me before I passed it on to you. And I do want to give a big shout out to Carlos, the poet, for just checking in. What's up, Carlos? Just want to speak.
Hello, hello, China. How you doing? Hello, everybody. Man.
You're doing pretty good.
yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I will not lose. I hope nobody else
Amen.
Rules.
That's right.
Hey, everybody stay positive. Keep your head up. You know what I mean? That's just me all the time. That's all I can tell everybody, man. And China, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Okay. Hopefully, I ain't going to say exactly when, but I will get a chance to see you. We will get a chance. I will get a chance to come to Illusions.
Okay.
Hopefully before 19 in. And you know what I mean? But I will get a chance to be there. You hear me? I'll be there soon.
I'm not coming down for Thanksgiving.
Say what?
And found out you're coming for Thanksgiving.
I hope so. I miss my southern cooking. I'm out here eating all the tacos.
Oh, you crazy. I'm delayed.
But they be good, though, so I can't complain too much. But they ain't like home cooking. I'm ready to see my family in a minute. Huh?
I know you're ready.
I am. And China, I got a new piece that I was starting to write, but
mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be short, but it ended up being so long, man, that I haven't even finished it yet. And then it's something that I've written. It was so deep that I can't even memorize. I was in my feelings one night, and
mm-hmm.
and I hadn't wrote in a while, and it went to coming out, man. I'm excited about this one myself.
Well, I got a message for you.
Uh-oh.
A little birdie asked if you could do Preacher and the Dope Fiend to close us out.
The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Well, this was something that I know to be true, and not something that I've just seen. But this is the story, y'all, and to God be the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. You see, the dope fiend was out in the neighborhood. He was just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. He was just trying to hustle up some change to get him a blast. He stopping everybody in front of the store. But no matter what you gave him, yo, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher. He said, sir, can you spare me a dime? And the preacher said, son, I'll give you a dollar if you come to my church one time. And the fiend said, sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way. But the preacher said, son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay. So he gave him some clothes, and he dressed them up. And every Sunday, he'd give him a ride. Well, this week, he got a dollar. The next, he got two. But the third, he was up to five. And the preacher was happy because he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But that fiend, he was a hustler. He was a real smooth brother. And now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, yo, preacher man, I just love the fish. Let's slip off and run down to the creek. And the preacher said, man, we got revival right now, but we can go for sure next week. So after they had church all week long, that fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, yep, he was ready to go. But the preacher, he had to supply all the fishing tackle and all of the bait. And no need for us to question that fiend's money, because we all know it's fake. But while they was out there on that boat and the rib had the fingers attention, he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rib said, son, I've been down that same road that you're on, and I would do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. Said I had to repent and ask God to change my ways. But that friend was like, man, that was a long time ago. They had to be like way back in the days. Because this stuff, yo, that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back. He said, yo, Rev, look at here. Have you ever tried crack? And the preacher man said, no. But to me, man, that ain't nothing. So the fiend said, well, look at here, Rev. Let me show you something. So he reached down in his pocket. Then he pulled out his stem. And then he pulled out enough crack for the both of them. He said, Rev, if God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free. Now, the preacher, he felt intimidated because that friend had just called him out. He reached out and he grabbed that stem and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard just to show the friend he did in hell. And by the time the preacher blew out that smoke, yo, he was high as well. Well, the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. But they finally, they quit fishing, and they was headed home. And that preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at that fiend. He said, man, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. So when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church? And the fiend, he said, yes. As long as I can get that dub, ain't nobody else at your church is going to show me that kind of love. So, yo, later that week, that preacher, he stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, what, we got church tonight? He said, no, yo, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, well, these boys around here, they don't like selling dimes. But the reverend said, I only just want to taste it. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend, he ran around there. And he hit him up. Of course, he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the reverend just looked at him and shook his head like, boy, you must really think I'm dumb. But he smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, the preacher was on his way. But if you thought that it was over, that preacher came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming, and he started scheming. So he invited over all his friends. But the preacher didn't like that the friends came over because they'd be in the street running their mouth. And that wouldn't be good at all if the Pastor A committee found out. But for months, y'all, they just did their thing. They smoked like it was going out of style. Until the fiend, he realized that he had a conscience. Guilt set in after a while. And one day he decided that he had enough. So he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried. He asked the Lord to come take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father did answer his prayers. Just like he had started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rib kept slipping and doing his thing. He figured he would never get caught. And when he got busted and never again to be trusted, he said it was all the dope fiend fault. But check this out, y'all. You see, they totally switched. The egg fiend, he's now preaching the word. And the rib, he's still smoking. And I'm not joking. And yo, y'all, this is a true story, not just something that I heard. I hope that wasn't too long for y'all, man, but that's the preacher and the dope thing. I think
nah,
all
it was
know
worth
that.
The wait.
Hey, yo, don't we all know them? Don't you know the preacher? Don't you know the dope thing?
Yes, sir.
So.
You're always. You just never know who's listening to you. When you think nobody ain't listening, there's a whole bunch of people listening to you. You just don't know, Carlos.
That man turned his life around, y'all. God turned his life around, and you could turn yours around, too. Anybody can. You stay positive, yo. There ain't nothing we can't do. There ain't nothing we can't do. We set our own limits. So I'm going to the very top. I see time that left me. I'm going to catch up. I'm going to catch up with it in a little while.
Nah, I ain't left, man. I'm still growing.
Nah, I hear you, baby. I hear you. We all growing.
I'm proud of you. You come a mighty long way. So have I.
Well, Hey, and China, hey, believe it or not, your radio show helped me. You helped me. Like being inspirational, giving me something to do and stuff like that. And then when I started spitting and stuff and thinking about the stuff that I've been through, well, how long are you going to keep me in Lamont Sanford? You know what I mean? So I had, I had to get my stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to move on
that's
up
right.
to ASAP.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Keep going, man. I can't wait for your book to come out. All right,
hey,
everybody.
That's right.
Carlos. That's right. It's coming. It's coming.
Hey, everybody, keep your head up. Stay positive, y'all. And I love y'all. And see y'all next Tuesday.
All right, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. That was Carlos the Poet. I call him DMX the Poetry. If you hear the voice, you understand. And the connotations, just the way he flows. He always speaks wisdom, and I love his wordplay and just how he does his, just like a story. To me, he's an awesome storyteller through poetry. So just keep doing what you're doing. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep moving. Don't quit. God ain't raising, he ain't made no quitters. Don't be a quitter. If you feel like quitting, shoot, call somebody. Don't quit. Write about it. I promise you, when you write it down, you probably look at it and say, nah, I ain't no quitter. Don't give up on you, and keep right on going. If people give up on you, you just don't give up on you. Everybody's not going to see life how you see it. Everybody's not going to see your dream the way you see it, and that was the hardest pill for me to swallow because for some strange reason, I thought people loved the way I love, helped the way I helped, and concerned and actually, you know what I'm saying, just had those different things, but I realized everybody's different. Everybody's got to find their own way, but I still love you the same. So with that being said, you guys be blessed. Have a wonderful day, and I appreciate all the condolences from everybody. And thank you so much. You guys be blessed. I'll see you next Tuesday.